Speaking of being alive, Wynn Trafford, join us on the phone line. Wynn, good morning to you.
Good morning, Greg and Will and all of Deltaplex. How are you this morning?
Doing well.
Hanging in there. We're on the radio on 101.3. We're happy.
Yes, glad y'all are back on strong. it was amazing that I took that tower out after it being up for so many years.
Unbelievable. So we're working on that. And I don't know if we're as stable as we want to be on radio here on 101.3, but we've got something kind of band-aided together to get the signal out and be able to visit with people and inform them about all the news and weather and visit with all sorts of good people like yourself. Appreciate you jumping on. Tell me, I know you do a lot of work in construction. How's the weather and COVID? How's all that been affecting? I look over at the casino and it's going fast, it seems like.
Yeah, and everything's day by day, and every company seems to be putting proper precautions in place and keeping the economy rolling on that end. We're just very careful with what we do, and fortunately the big storms didn't have a huge impact on everything except for loss of power at a few different job sites, and we're just being vigilant and staying strong and being proactive.
How do you think the city's doing as far as the coronavirus? I know you've been a big advocate of the social distancing and the mask and all the things that to try to prevent the spread.
I think as a whole, people are starting to get used to everything and understanding that it is important. You're always going to have a few that think they're bulletproof and are going to do anything. But I know as I drive around, you see people in their vehicles with their mask on, and that's a pretty good indicator of how seriously people are taking this.
What about the curfew? We just had Chief Sergeant on, and I asked him if he thought it was about time to lift the curfew. He didn't think so. What's your opinion?
I agree with him. I think we're, a week or two out from doing that. I think, we've got to, stay in tune to what the governor says each day, and how our cases are going. And when we start seeing that decline, we start lifting a few restrictions. But I think, the curfew is, I think it's a good thing for now.
I heard on the national news a minute ago, Florida's starting to open up slowly. I think they were a little bit like Arkansas, maybe not completely locked down, but the governor, they're starting to even ease up a little bit.
I heard that, and even heard that the mayor of Jacksonville beat the governor to the punch and starting to ease some restrictions and open some beaches and because recreational activities are healthy. And I believe that as long as you're still following your social distancing guidelines.
It's amazing the different political leaders and how everybody says something different. You hear the mayor of West Memphis basically tell everybody to keep their ass at home. I mean, he said it. I just did too.
You did.
Oops.
And I'm not going to say it like that.
That was a quote.
Well, I think, staying at home, yes, it's a good thing. If you need to, the beauty of what we have is that if you need to get out and do something, if you need to go to work and you're an essential worker, if you need supplies, if you need medical attention, get out and about. If you just want to drive around and just get some fresh air, go walk, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But don't just go out and hang out with your friends and try to get together in large groups. That's not going to work. That's going to get busted up in our city.
Yeah, people are getting antsy all over the country, including in the Deltaplex.
They are. I think, we all are. I'm ready. I'm certainly ready for us to get past it and have our better days. The mayor and I were talking the other day about from when we both took office. Shortly after taking office, we dealt with a tornado. Then we dealt with the river flood event, then the virus, then the storms, and we said, this isn't for the weak.
No, it's pretty amazing what all has happened. You're absolutely right about that. So you have 8.5 months left in office. Are you regretting not running again?
No, my reasons for not running still stand, and I will be of great service to my constituents for the remainder of my time, but I will not let my conflict stand in the way of anything.
Yeah, I think it's great. Political leaders that come in, what are you going to serve 4 years and get out and let somebody else do it? I think that's the way our system was built to, you know, was envisioned to start with, not career politicians that stay in forever.
I do too. You know, I think I have served my citizens well, and I will continue to do that. And it's been a, you know, it's been a true honor and privilege to serve everyone.
Hey, you're talking with Steve Shaner a lot, bringing him up to date, or y'all do that maybe a little bit later down the line?
Yeah, we've been talking a little bit about things, and we're going to put a plan together that once the virus is out of the way to get together and get him up to speed on everything, so that maybe that can just be a seamless transition.
I'm sure there will be. I appreciate you jumping on with us this morning. You got a big day planned?
I appreciate you. Yeah, a lot of work ahead.
Get after it. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon, Wynn.
Thank you all.
Have
Stay
a good
safe,
day.
Everyone.
All right, you too, Wynn.
Wynn Trafford.